the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospix 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/RetrospixGaragePunkRadio.
Phil is a terrific guy. He's working very hard, but we get along. He's working very, very hard.
Well, hi fans of the greatest in 60s underground rock music, I'm Phil Gray. This is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, where we specialise in the 60s garage punk, garage rock, freak beat, psychedelia. This is episode 414, and it's the first ever listener request episode where I turned it over to you via a Facebook post and asked Retrospect listeners to nominate their favourite garage tracks to build up the entire playlist for this episode. So that's the story, and it got underway in fantastic style thanks to Keith Prokop from Bartlett, Illinois. His request from the Riats, R-I-A-T-S. They're from The Hague, so they're a Niederbeat group. We had a 1967 cover of the Velvet Underground's Run, Run, Run. Now, the Riats, the first European group almost certainly to cover the Velvet Underground. In fact, I suspect the first band internationally to cover the Velvet Underground. That cover coming just shortly after the Velvet Underground and Nico album, from which Run, Run, Run and the B-side, Sunday Morning, both Lou Reed compositions, were lifted. So the Riats with Run, Run, Run.
It's the greatest negative force the world has ever known. Thank you.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Well, here's a band out of Lansing, Michigan. They're called The Plagues. Not the only band to be called The Plagues, it has to be said. Members had been in bands such as The Frightened Trees, and after The Plagues, a band called The Plain Brown Rapper. So The Plagues track we have today is called I've Been Through It Before. Their third single, the A-side, from July 1966, this one requested by Mr. Ed Klee.
You expected me to believe every word you said, but now those words are dead. You told me all of life, realize I've been through it before. Today I could have tried to say I love you, and you know
from London, Ontario, and you're listening to Phil Gray's Retrospect Radio Show.
You in
here.
Yeah.
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, CastBox, Podbean, Pod Directory, and many more.
Yeah.
Three more listener requests on this week's Retrospect. Entirely listener requests. Had The Plague, top of the set. I've been through it before. Thanks, Ed, for that request. Then a band that I had not heard of, weren't familiar with, but I did find this track. The band's called The Venturi 5 from Roswell, New Mexico on Venturi Records. September 1967, 45. We took the B-side called Good and Bad. The A-side was The Way You Feel. That request from Retrospect fan John Brain from Canada. Third in the set, Danny's Reasons. Formed in Minneapolis, Minnesota, 1962. Long-lasting garage band, actually. When the British invasion struck, they became pretty enamored of the Rolling Stones and the Animals. In fact, they did cover the Stones' Under My Thumb. They also got a manager by the name of David Zimmerman, younger brother of Bob Dylan. At one point, they had some sponsorship from Gibson Guitars, and in 1966 released their debut single, cover of Dion's Little Diane. That's the track we had, as requested by Tommy Bowman from Germany.
Is finished.
Finished.
It is over. And the United States of America is healed.
Thank you, Jesus.
And well.
Thank you.
Again.
The spirit life of COVID-19 has dried up.
It's dead.
Don Norman had been playing guitar and singing in Canadian bands since the very early 60s, with bands such as the Continentals, the Jades, and the Esquires. Now, he had a somewhat acrimonious split with the Esquires in 1965. There was some sort of lawsuit around use of that Esquire's name. So he formed Don Norman and the Other Four. So the first 45 was this track, Low Man. This one requested by the Facebook page, Garage O Muerte. So thanks for the request. Don Norman and the Other Four, Low Man.
I'm so low, I got no place to go. Never know, man, and I'm
Phil Gray
in retrospect, 60s garage punk show.
I hope the season's open on girls' hearts this year. Cause I gotta give me one, I think I'll try right here. Shoot an arrow, maybe use my gun. I've got a hitch in your heart before my hunting's done. Hunting love, hunting love. Yeah, I'm out here running on by myself, looking for that special kind of game. All my friends did it, got themselves a girl. Now I hope that I can find the same.
Preacher, I don't know anybody that's put out any good records, any good music today. There are people by the thousands. There are many if you just take time to find out.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
And that is four more listener requests for this episode of Retrospect. Top of the set, out of Canada, Don Norman and the Other Four with Low Man. Then from McLean, Virginia, formed 1964, the Apollos. They recorded a four-song demo in 1965, recorded in Washington, D.C., and that, like so often is the story we tell here on Retrospect, prize for winning a Battle of the Bands competition. During that session, they recorded two original compositions. One was prominently Vox organ-driven, the other added fuzz to that mix. The result was the track we had, Target Love from the Apollos, and that won a request by David Rukakoski out of Connecticut. Then we had the Squires from Bristol, Connecticut. Just one single, not even a regional hit. Pretty obscure band, this Squires. The track's called Going All the Way. Cool track, though. Requested thanks to George Goodrich. Finally in the set, a band that I was not familiar with, but I did find the track we had there. They're called The Questers. Found it on a 1994 compilation called History of Michigan Garage Bands in the 60s. So these guys out of Dearborn, Michigan. The track we had called Tarantula 65. Now that was a request, well, The Questers was a request from Glenn Roberts. Couldn't find Little Red Rooster that you requested. In fact, don't even know that it's the same band, to be honest. But I like that track, Tarantula 65 by The Questers.
Thousands of teenagers rocking, rolling, twisting, smoking, drinking, cursing, carousing.
Well, among the listener requests was Psychedelia. And the first request, a Retrospect favorite. 13th Floor Elevators, off their Easter Everywhere second studio album, released November 1967, one of the greatest psych albums ever. A request by Christopher Moore from Bluffdale, Utah. This is take one of I've Got Levitation.
Phil Gray on Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk Show.
if one gets immune to this kind of sound, one may find it difficult to appreciate softer types of sound.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
This is Ed Klee, and you're listening to Phil Gray's Retrospect 60s Garage, a wonderful place.
When I was a boy, I thought about the times I'd be a man. I'd sit inside a bottle and pretend that I was in a can. Lonely room, I sit my mind in an ice cream cone. You can throw me if you wanna, cause I'm a bone and I go oop bip bip, oop bip bip, yeah. If I don't start crying, it's because I've got no eyes. My father's in the fireplace and my dog lies hypnotized. Through a crack of light I wasn't able to find my way. Trapped inside a night but I'm a day and I go oop bip bip, oop bip bip, yeah.
Four listener requests of a more psychedelic variety. 13-4 Elevators, top of the set, I've Got Levitation. Then a band called the Red Crayola. Now, I'm not particularly familiar with Red Crayola's work, but I know they were formed in Houston, Texas, 1966, part of that same scene as the 13-4 Elevators. They're an international artist as well. A very experimental band. They employed noise and free-form freakouts. I know the Red Crayola I see written with a C and a K for Crayola. C was, Red Crayola with a C was how they formed. When they reformed in the late 70s in the UK, they took the name Red Crayola with a K. So this was the first Red Crayola, obviously. Track from their Parable of Arable Land album called Hurricane Fighter Plane. It's an exceptionally long track, so we didn't have time to put it all in, but a track requested by Ellie Davidson. Then we had Love off their 1966 album, self-titled, released March 66 on Elektra. 14 tracks on that album, 10 of them recorded at Sunset Sound Recorders in Hollywood, late January 66. The final four, including the track we had, My Flash on You, come from another undocumented session. In fact, My Flash on You, recorded by a bunch of 60s bands, including The Minerals, The Sixpence, The Overcoat, The Stingrays, The Unchained. Actually surprising how many Love tracks were covered by 60s garage bands, even down here in New Zealand. So Love, My Flash on You, as requested by Mark Barrett from Middlesbrough, UK. And then wrapping the set, another Love connection. The Soul Benders, 1968 45 on Marla Records. The A side of this 45 was called Petals. We took the B side, Love's 7 and 7 is. And it's a second request from Ed Klee.
It isn't just the lyrics, it's the beat.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Well, we have to have some global garage here on Retrospect. And we did get a request from Robin Perry from Bowling Green, Ohio. She wanted something by the Spiders, so I've chosen a favourite of mine. This is Japan's group sound band, The Spiders, with Day Tripper.
She was a Day Tripper, yeah. I won't wait to catch ya. From the soul, so alone, baby. I found out. Got a good reason for taking the easy way out. Oh, I got a good reason for taking the easy way out. She was a jackpreffer, yeah. Oh, one way to catch ya. It took me so very long, baby. I found out. Alright. No. Got a good reason for taking me easy way out. Got a good reason. Went the easy way out. She was a Jack Ripper, yeah. A one way to catch it. It took me so very long, baby. I found out. All right then, baby. Oh, shit. She was a Jack Ripper, yeah. One way to catch ya. It took me so very long, baby. I found out. I said, Wappa, I said, come a little closer, Wappa. Oh, no. Wappa, I said, one more time now, Wappa.
G'day Phil, this is Jamie from Sydney, Australia. Your non-stop 60s global garage punk is fueling the fire for our budding garage band here across the Dutch. So keep it coming.
We'll be right back.
into homes where folks are supposed to be Christian and their children have $100 to $200 worth of rock and roll records, and children put the monkeys on their wall as pinup pictures.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
Strictly global garage that set, but it got underway with a group sounds band called The Spiders, Day Tripper. Thanks, Robin, for your request. Then we had The Missing Links out of Australia. Brett Rees requested this one. You're Driving Me Insane. The Missing Links, proto-punk group from Sydney, active from 64 to 66, but right in the middle of that time frame, they had a complete lineup change. So two different versions of the band. The second lineup of that band recorded their self-titled debut album in December 65. Very much a Australian garage punk classic in the vein of The Troggs and The Who. So Australia's The Missing Links, You're Driving Me Insane. And then another one from The Missing Links, but this time The Missing Links, LYNX, American band out of Cleveland, Ohio. Pretty obscure, actually. A 45 on Dino Voice Records called Behind Locked Doors, as requested by Luis Espejo from Bogota, Colombia. For more great 60s garage punk, find Retrospect wherever you get your podcasts. Well, here's a band called The Twilighters. They recorded their one and only 45 at a club with the same name as their record label, which was Mark 7 Records. Now, they had a kind of moody ballad ready to record that was called I Need You. The owner of the studio said they had to record a second song for the B-side, so on the spot, they wrote Nothing Can Bring Me Down, This was a request from Mark Smith, The Twilighters, Nothing Can Bring Me Down.
Keeping in mind all the dreams floating by my window. Nothing can stop cause the world keeps it burning in red, though. Well, my mind is so messed up, nothing can bring me down. Nothing is good or strong enough, nothing can save me now. Take a bite from the tree of life in my mind. Look up around at a man and so I find. Well, my mind is so messed up, nothing can save me now. Nothing is good or strong enough, nothing can bring me down. From the tree of life in my mind, looking around at man and so I find. Well, my mind is so messed up, nothing can save me now. Nothing is good or strong enough, nothing can bring me down.
Well, that wraps our first ever listener request show. I've enjoyed it. A big thank you to listeners who added to that Facebook thread with their requests. I'm going to do this again someday, pretty soon actually. Great way to discover new stuff and great way to make sure I'm playing what you guys want to hear. I'm always open to those suggestions. You can just go to Facebook or Instagram and find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show and you can get in touch with me there. Also, reviews are fantastic, whatever podcasting site you're using, Spotify, anywhere, if it offers the opportunity to leave a review, I'd very much appreciate that. I know Apple Podcasts is a really easy place to do that, so reviews, rating, all good for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Right, we're going to wrap it with an instrumental. Thankfully, I had a request for an instrumental. I don't think I can squeeze all of it in, though. Another one from Garage Omuerte Facebook page. They requested one from Davey Allen and the Arrows. So Davey Allen, American guitarist, best known for kind of biker and teen movie soundtracks, although he did start doing more surf stuff. But when he got the soundtrack duties for the biker film Wild Angels, the sound changed, certainly more aggressive, much more fuzzed out, distorted guitar stuff. So he did Devil's Angels, Thunder Alley, and The Born Losers as well. But this one, The Wild Angels, really made that change happen. There was a 1968 album called Psychedelic Sounds. This track's from that. It's called Psychedelic, Davey Allen and the Arrows, as requested by Garage Omuerte Facebook page. Seeing out this week's retrospect, I'm Phil Gray. Thanks for joining.
with Retrospect. Retrospect Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
Am I supposed to be a big fan? Fine, but it's really not appropriate.